بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace and blessings be upon all of you and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the blessings of this life and the next. I am making this video to explain the fundamental principles of Islam. What do Muslims believe in? And I am making this for my friends, my non-Muslim friends here in America and elsewhere, who have over the years asked me to put all of this in a nutshell, so that it makes it easy for them to understand what Muslims believe in. These beliefs are common to all Muslims everywhere in the world, irrespective of whichever sect that they may belong to. All Muslims believe in these seven things. The first of them is, we all believe that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the glorious and magnificent. Only Allah is worthy of worship because He is our creator, our sustainer, our protector, our maintainer, and to Him is our return. No one other than Allah is worthy of worship. Number two, we believe in the angels, and these are beings different from us, created with pure energy, with light, and they carry out various commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of these Allah told us, others we don't know. Jibreel alayhi salam, may peace be upon him, Gabriel, is one of these angels, and he is their leader, and he is the one who came to Musa alayhi salam, to Moses. He came to Maryam alayhi salam, to Mary, the mother of Jesus. He came to Isa alayhi salam, he came to Jesus, and he came to Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon all of them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he came to all the prophets and messengers in different ways with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one of the roles that Jibreel alayhi salam, Gabriel, plays in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know how many angels there are, only Allah knows, and we don't know what every one of them does, only Allah knows. We know that they are engaged constantly in the praise and glorifying and praising the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him. The angels do not have independent choice. They cannot take decisions on their own. So in a way, you can say that the angels are like robots. They just carry out whatever they have been programmed to do, whatever they have been commanded to do. Free choice is not with the angels. Free choice is only with two other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is human beings, and the other one is jinn. Human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He created from clay, a mixture of clay, and jinn He created from another form of energy, which is fire. Satan, shaitan, also known as Iblis is the name of the head of them. He is the shaitan, and he of course has his cohorts. Was created from fire, from a form of energy, which is heat energy, which is fire. And for a time, he was exalted and elevated, and he kept the company of angels until he did what he did, and he landed where he landed. So the angels, the second belief, first belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, as the only one worthy of worship. Second belief of the creed is in the angels. Third one is, we believe in divine books. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to different prophets and messengers throughout time, the first of the prophets and messengers, and we'll come to that as the next element, was Adam alayhi salam, was Adam, and the last was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon all of them. And books came to many of them, not necessarily to all of them. Now, out of these books, we know from the mention in the Quran of five, the Suhuf of Ibrahim, the books, scrolls or books of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Zabur, which is what is in the Bible called the scrolls of David, Dawood alayhi salam, Zabur. Then we have the Torah, which came to Musa alayhi salam, Taurat. And then we have Injil, which is, now Injil is the word, Injil is translated into the New Testament sometimes and Gospel sometimes and so on. But it's not a gospel as in gospel of, which is named after any human being. An Injil is the book that came to Isa alayhi salam, to Jesus, peace and blessings be upon all of them. And then the last of the books, the last testament, if you would like to call it, is the Quran, which came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon all of them. Now, out of these five books, the Suhuf of Ibrahim and the Zabur, these two, the book that came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Abraham, peace be upon him, and to Dawood alayhi salam, Zabur, have been lost. We don't have them anymore. The Torah and the Injil and the Quran are with us. We know that the Torah and the Injil are undergone various changes. The Injil, the New Testament has several versions and so forth. But the Quran is exactly the same from the day it was revealed in the 7th century to this day. The Quran, all of these books were the actual speech of God, the Word of God. But those that were changed would have some parts which are still the Word of God and other parts which have become now the Word of people because of changes that people brought about in them. But the Quran has never been changed. The Quran has been preserved perfectly from the day it was revealed, first by memorization, and second by writing down, third by actual practicing it in terms of its laws and its rules that were practiced and are practiced to this day by Muslims globally, including codifying the entire legal aspects and the laws of the Quran in what we call the Sharia of Islam, which is Islamic law. So these are all the different ways in which the Quran has been preserved. Memorization, the Quran to this day is memorized from the first line, the first page, the first ayah to the last. It comes, depending on the kind of, the type of printing, it's about 600 pages. There are millions of Muslims, some of them as young as 5 years old, and of course as old as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them. There are millions of Muslims who have completely memorized the Quran, and these are called the Huffaz, the plurals, and the word singular is Hafiz, which means somebody who has protected and kept the Quran. To this day, we have millions of Muslims who have memorized the Quran. So may Allah save us. This is how the Quran has been preserved, and it is preserved without any changes whatsoever, either in its words or in its meanings. There are no changes whatsoever. It is recited. We call this recitation, and we don't call it singing, although it is very melodious in ways which are also clearly prescribed, and these ways have been there were ways in which some of these are ways in which the Quran was actually revealed in those and different ways, and in another and other ways which people recited, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, approved of that. So third point is divine books. Fourth is we believe in the prophets and messengers, which includes all the prophets mentioned in the Bible, and in Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who is also mentioned in the Bible. That's a different discussion, but this is also part of our belief. We believe in all the prophets. Now, very important that we believe that all the prophets are sinless, that they have been protected by Allah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, and they do not commit any sins, and they do not do anything wrong, and that they are on the truth, and all of them preach the same creed, which is that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. There is no prophet who preached anything other than that. There is no prophet who preached that he was God himself, or he was the son of God, or anything of this nature. And therefore, as far as Isa alayhi salam is concerned, as far as Jesus is concerned, we believe, Muslims believe in him as one of the most glorious of the prophets. We love him. Sometimes I tell my Christian friends, partially humorously, I say that I love Jesus more than you do, because I follow him more than you do. And the fact that Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, never said, I am God. He didn't say, I am God, I created the world. He didn't say, I am the Son of God. And so these are things which are not part of the Islamic creed. So no prophet preached any message other than what he had been mandated to preach, and that is the message of truth, and there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, except the one who created you. For people to understand, I say anyone who has a date of birth is not worthy of worship. So if you say somebody was born in this place, in this time, then this person is a human, is not God. No matter how holy, no matter how wonderful that person might be, we don't deny any of those. We respect them, we revere them, but we do not worship them. So, we believe in all the prophets. Jesus and Moses and Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Moses, Musa alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam. We say alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And this is part of the Islamic culture, which is very big and heavy on showing of respect for anyone who is worthy of respect. And the broad thing is elders, scholars, learned people, all of these are worthy of respect. So therefore, we always say alayhi salam. Sometimes people ask, why do you always say peace be upon him when you say Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say for the same reason we say peace be upon him when we say Jesus, or we say Moses, or we say Abraham, or we say Adam, or we say Daoud, or we say Sulaiman alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon all of them. It's not restricted only to one prophet. We say this for all the prophets. Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, is especially among those who are greatly revered, to the extent that there is a whole chapter, the whole surah in the Quran called Surah Maryam. Musa alayhi salam, Moses, you might be surprised to hear, the Quran has 30 sections, which we call juz. Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in 28 out of the 30 sections. The Quran is almost like the book of Moses. And this is not something I said. This is what Rasulullah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he himself said that. He said the Quran is almost the book of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, because he's mentioned so many times in the Quran. The Quran reveres, all these prophets are mentioned in the most honorable terms. Muslims revere all of them. We respect all of them, and we believe that all of them follow the same message, which is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. It makes perfect sense. If somebody is a prophet of Allah, then he will preach what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Whether he came first or he came last makes no difference. It's the same message. If somebody preaches or is alleged to have preached a different message, then this person could not have been a prophet of Allah. So we believe in all the prophets and we revere them. As far as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is concerned, he is the one we follow specifically. So in principle, we follow all the prophets, but specifically, we follow the last Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this following is called, his way is called the Sunnah. It's called, that is his way, that is his life, and we try to live our lives as close to and as much as following the Sunnah as we possibly can. The fifth belief is the belief in the Day of Judgment. We believe that there is a day, and when that day comes, we will be called forth and everyone will be resurrected, no matter where they are, whether they were buried in a grave, whether they were cremated, whether they fell into the sea and 25 sharks ate them, so they were the bellies of 25 sharks, whether they got atomized in an atomic explosion, whether they got evaporated, whether they got whatever happened to them, Allah created them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them back to life. Nobody will escape. And that nobody is nobody. No prophet, no king, no ruler, no ruled, no slave, no free person. Nobody but nobody will escape being resurrected on the Day of Judgment. And all of us will be brought before God Almighty, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be called to account and to be rewarded or punished depending on what we did and what we chose to do and what we chose not to do. This is standard. This is equal for every single human being and jinn ever created and to be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six is Muslims, we also believe in destiny, both the good and the bad of it. Bad from our perspective, as we sometimes see it. For example, you might say, when I get sick, this is bad for me. What can be good about sickness? But Islam tells us that when you are sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins because of the pain that you are suffering because of your sickness, provided that you suffer that pain with dignity and with patience and with fortitude, and you are not groaning and moaning and screaming and complaining. As long as you don't do that, if you suffer that pain, then Allah will forgive all your sins. So now you have a disease or a pain which is temporary, and the forgiveness of sins which is eternal in our hereafter life, hereafter as well. So in everything which is apparently bad in this life is hidden some goodness which may not be immediately apparent. But talking about good and bad, just as we experience it, we say, well, the good and the bad, we believe that both are decreed and both come from Allah. There is not a God of goodness and a God of evil, which is there in some religions. And we don't say that evil comes from somewhat other, or evil as the way we see evil, comes from some other source. Both the good and the whatever is painful and difficult and so forth, both of these come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the resurrection after death, which I already mentioned, that this resurrection is after we die on the Day of Judgment. So this is part of the belief of the Muslims. Now, very quick recap before I go further on the beliefs, which is six creedal beliefs. One, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Two, belief in the malaika, in the angels. Three, belief in the divine books, the last of which is the Quran. The belief in the number four, belief in the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last of whom is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him. Number five, belief in the Day of Judgment, on which we will be resurrected and called to account. And number six is divine destiny, both the good of it and what you might say is the evil of it as we might see it. So these are the six fundamental creedal principles of Islam. I want to close with one the introduction of Allah, because I mentioned Allah. So I'm sure you're asking, well, who is Allah? If you're asking who is Allah, believe me, you are not unique and you are not the first one who asked. This is a question that people have asked throughout the history of the human race. People have asked this question. Some people have invented their own visions of who God is, all with a good intention. But we are not looking here at whether the intention is good or evil. We are looking at what is fact, what is the truth. Now, who can tell us the truth about God other than God Himself? Who can tell us who is Allah except Allah Himself? So nobody can describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than He has described Himself. So I'm going to recite for you the ayat, the verses of the Quran where Allah described Himself. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, introduced Himself. And then you will, then I will tell you the translation of that. Just listen to the recitation and reflect on the translation. This is your and my creator. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous ayah in the second chapter of the Quran, the chapter called Surah Al-Baqarah, in the ayah 255, which is called Ayatul Kursi, it is called the ayah of the throne. Allah said, Allah, there is no God worthy of worship except Him, the ever-living, all-sustaining. Neither drowsiness nor sleep overtake Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who could possibly intercede with Him without His permission? He fully and completely knows what is ahead of them and what is behind them, but no one can grasp any of His knowledge except what He wills to reveal. His seat, His kursi, encompasses the heavens and the earth, and the preservation of both does not tire Him. He is the Most High, the Greatest. So, as we can see from here, Muslims do not believe that God needed to rest, because if He needed to rest, then He could not have been God. Allah is unlike anything in creation. And therefore, Muslims, we do not ascribe to Allah any of our characters or any of our weaknesses or strengths or whatnot. Allah is unique. Then Allah said about Himself again, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah said, which means, He is Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except Him, nor of the seen and the unseen, the perceived and the unperceivable. He is the most compassionate, most merciful. He is Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. The King, the Most Holy, the All Perfect, the Source of Serenity, the Watcher over all His creation, the Almighty, the Supreme in Might and Strength and Power, the Majestic. Glorified is Allah far above whatever they associate with Him in worship. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor, the Shaper. He alone has the most beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth constantly glorifies Him. And He is the Almighty, All-Wise. And then Allah said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. I begin in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Say, O Prophet, He is Allah, one, unique, indivisible. Allah, the sustainer, needed by all, and He needs nothing from anyone. He has never had offspring, nor was He born. He has no parents. He is, He always was, and He has no offspring. And there is none comparable to Him. He is unique. He is unlike anything in creation, in any way whatsoever. Now this is Allah. This is who we worship as Muslims. This is who is our Creator, the Creator of everyone and everything that exists, all that we know and all that we don't know. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Most welcome to ask any questions, and I will try my best to answer them to the best of my ability. Thank you very much. And once again, Salaam Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah and all the blessings in your life be upon you.